Today's daf is daf Lamed Daled, and we were discussing the first of the nishpa'in, that nishpa'in v'notlin, and not nishpa'in v'lo mishalmin, which means this is the few, generally min haTorah, someone who makes a shvu'ah exempts himself from payment, and these individuals that make a shvu'ah in order to extract money. And the first example of that, you remember, was the sechir, meaning the worker who comes to collect his pay. And last year we ended with Amar Rav Avin, al yedei she'bala beit ha'tzemur bim tiknu b'sechir al yishava b'litol, that if there's a dispute whether he's been paid or not, the understanding is that our bayit is all over the place with so many different responsibilities that we assume that the sechir has a more accurate view of the picture. So therefore, the shvuah is moved to the sechir, the worker, to make a shvuah to collect it. However, we said that as well, we ended it. The understanding as well that if it wasn't on your mor as much, it was after that. We also have an assumption that the Baal HaBayit would not over a Baal Talin, meaning, but he would ensure that, yeah, maybe in the heat of the moment of the day, it's a bit all over the place, it doesn't maybe be paid, but by the end of the day, he would have sorted it out, and he definitely wouldn't have been over on the Isra Baal Talin. Okay, now we need to refine this, because Tanu Rebichia, Im Yesh Enim Shtabal Bezmano, Afilu Achar Shana Nishba V'Notel, meaning that according to Rebichia, if there are eight that he was claimed that the Sechir asked for the money during the time, then even after an ashanah, even after a long period of time, the sechir can come and collect the money. So just to show you this, Bnei Moshe says, the we don't have this chazaka that the baal is not going to over. Unless, of course, you have the combined with the chazaka that the sechir will not, I mean, the payment will not be delayed. Hilkach, however, im tava ol bizmano, if he claimed within the time, then azle hazaka, then the chazaka has been, if you like, it's gone. Dehare lo shaha miletavol, because the sechir, the worker, did not delay in making his claim. Vafilu lachar shana nishpa sechir v'notel. And therefore, even after a year, he will be able to claim the money. So, in other words, if in according to Rabbi Chiya, that the chazaka of Ein Has, in that he's not going to be over on Baal Talim is a weak one, it's only in combination with the fact that there's a comment, the Ein HaSechir Mashiach Scharo. However, in this situation, since he claimed within the time, it breaks down those chazakas. So, therefore, if he again aid him, he had aid in this that he claimed the money during the time, he tried to claim the money during the time, and it wasn't paid, he can even have after the fact. He can come out of that. However, Amar Rav Yossi, no. Ein la elo oto yom. According to Rav Yossi, that's not true. Elo oto yom bilvad. Meaning, Pnei Moshe is getting palik. He disagrees with Rabbi Chiya. He says, Da filu achar shana, even after a long period of time, ein lo ela ki im oto yom bilvad, shehu yom hatfiyah. All he has is the day itself to claim. And after the chazaka, if you like, of the Baal HaBayit, it's not going to over on Baal Talim. It's such a strong one that even if the sechir tried to claim his money during that day, it doesn't matter. It doesn't make a difference. Okay, all he has is that within the day. Okay, let's continue. So Rabbi Yonah Amar if Palgrom Yossi ben Chanin Resh Lakish Chadama Tavo Biyom Ein Lo Elo To Tavo Biyom Ein Lo Elo Yom Laila Ein Lo Ela Laila. Meaning again, Yom and Laila is if he it was a Schir Laila. The time for him to claim his money is during the day. So if he claimed during the day, he has all the way to the end of the day, and after that, if you like. We have again the chazaka that it's been paid. I will give it to you. Now this extra opinion is an interesting one because he says that by claim, trying to claim, it depends what the response was of the Baal HaBayit during the time when he claimed the money. So I'll just read you the Vacharan Amar Pnei Moshe. He says, "Dafilu botoyam davke sheshedim shetavo ba'amar natati." When does he have the whole day to then make a shvuah and then take his money? That is only if during the day he went to the Baal HaBayit and the Baal HaBayit has already given it to you. However, b'haudarina diashlo. That's when he says the whole day. He has the rest of the day to make a shvuah and then he can quite take his money. However, if when the sechir came to the Baal HaBayit and says, "Can I have my money?" And he says, "Yeah, not a problem. I will give it to you." Different situation altogether now. I mean, the chazaka, we have the chazaka, lo avar zvarav, they didn't over on his zvarav, and Natan gave him the money. In other words, you can have the issue, but like this chazaka that the Baal HaBayit will want to give the money, even within the day itself. It's only when it's disputed, he said, again, the first claim says, I like to have my money, he says, I've already given it to you. That's when we say, okay, you've got the rest of the day to make a shvuah, this is here to collect his money. However, the Baal HaBayit says, I'm happy to pay you, I will give it to you, and you can't take it at the end of the day, and you can make a shvuah during the rest of the day to collect his money that he hasn't received it. If, however, let's say again, it was towards the beginning of that time frame. The Sechir said, I'd like my money, please. And he says, not a problem, I'll give it to you. Okay, so there wasn't that conflict. And now it comes towards the end of that period, he says, look, where's my money? And the Baal HaBayit then says, once, what are you talking about? I paid it to you already. What would happen then? In that situation, it says, Baal HaBayit yishavah heset. Then the Baal HaBayit could make a shvuah heset, shvuah heset, the shvuah mid the Rabbanan, and then it'd be patur, even though it's still within the window. Okay? Even though it's still within the window of the day, because he said, I will give it to you, then we say, it is a chazak, lo aval dvarav. Again, he doesn't get scot-free, he has to make some sort of shvuah, but the shvuah is shifted back to the Baal HaBayit in order to nishba the liftor. Okay, so the question is, we don't know who said what of those two shitot in the Rabbi Yossi and Rav Kenina. Mimanda Amar Rav Chama Bar Ukva, he said in the name of Shimon Lakish. What is in the name of Shimon Lakish? Tval b'yom en lo elo toy elo ayom, laila eno elo laila. Well, that means Rish Lakish is the first understanding that if he has the whole day or the whole, meaning the period in which he can, that when he's meant to be paid to make a shvuah and claim it. Havei, that must mean that Rabbi Yossi ben Chanin is the other shita demag b'shitavo v'amar natati. He's of the more, if you like, chamur opinion, that when does he have the whole day? That's when the Baal HaBayit, initially in that first encounter, denies. He said, I've already paid you. He says, no, you didn't. That's when he has the whole day to make a shvuah. Aval, if he says, attend, yes, it's fine. I'm just getting my money together. I'll give it to you. Then chazaka natan, the chazaka is that he gave it during the day. Okay, so we've got quite a varied number of opinions here in terms of what is the scope of when this, of the Mishnah, in terms of when the Sechir can make a shvuah and collect it. Is it on the day? Even within the day, it might be reduced depending on the response of the Baal HaBayit. And then, if it was witness, it was witness asking for his money. Again, we have a type of debate in terms of whether much down further down the track, if he can still make a shvuah and collect it or not. Okay, let's continue. Amarav mana pa'amim b'shetavo achar zman v'naseh b'toch zmano. Now, this is interesting. Sometimes you have even a more lenient idea, meaning. In another situation where it can be weeks later, and halachically we still define it as if he's asked for the money on the day, and therefore the Sechir can make a shvuah and collect his money. Where would that be? Heichi avida. That will be tava'o. He asked for his money. Lo. This is where the Sechir says, I like my money. And the Baal HaBayit says, why do you keep on coming back to me? I told you on the day I've already given you the money. Mashma what? From the time of that first encounter, he's admitting he never paid him anything. Now, since at the time of the first encounter, the status was in that situation where there's a dispute, it's the Sechir can make a shvuah in order to collect the money. And why do we say he only has that day? Because the chazaka is the Baal HaBayit would have paid it after the fact, meaning he wouldn't go over and Baal Talin. But since in this situation, he says, what are you talking about? I've told you at the time I already paid you. Mashma, he's admitting he never paid him. So this is therefore makes it like it's still the first day. And therefore, since like the first day, the Sechir can make a shvuah. In other words, Otoyom nasek et mol. So he has, if you like, a day from that time, meaning that's now his day, if you like, in order to make a shvuah to collect the money. Okay, so this is like another parameter that would change the din in our Mishnah. What happens in this situation? Hiktim lo scharo. So I'll just read the hiktim lo scharo is as following, meaning he says, kolomar shabala bayit, the Baal HaBayit's claim is, I prepaid you. Why are you asking for the money now? I paid you before you even started work. Is that the same situation? So the Mishnah says it actually is the same situation. So bada, in that case, nishpah, still the sechir, the worker, can make a shvuah to collect it. Kolomar, right, important Panei Moshe. Don't think now that a matter is different that the Baal HaBayit says, because again, what's the whole reason why the Sechir can make a shvuah and collect? That's because the Baal HaBayit is like, if you like, all over the place in terms of paying his workers, not paying his workers. You might think, there's a havamina now, that since the Baal HaBayit claimed I prepaid you, That was at a time when he had Yeshiva Das. It's what, if you like, that's a time when the Balabai knew what was going on. So therefore, the Schir can't make a Shvuah collector. However, nonetheless, the Kodem Shabbat, in other words, again, so Delotem Mekimet Shu Toen Shikdim Lo Scharo Yene Mani Bibleiv. The Kodem Shabbat Po'alav B'Sof Yom Einu Tarun V'Zachuru. You might think that Hilkach, Kamashma, you might think that the time where the time of prepaying, he wasn't so bothered, he wasn't so preoccupied with other things that would have distracted him. Hilkach, nonetheless, the Gemara says, Kamash Milan, Dafilu Hachi, even so, Amrinan Tarun, you can still say at the time, at payday time, then he still would be considered Tarun, Mahmad Azagafu, all these things. Ve'enu Zachur, and his memory might not be so sharp in terms of what he did before and after. Meaning, granted that the time period before, again, before work, is a time where, he might be more settled, but now the time where he's being challenged whether he paid his workers or not, since at that time he is preoccupied with so many different responsibilities, his memory regarding who was prepaid and not is also considered a little bit scratchy, and therefore is still too nishba sachir, the worker make a shvua and collect. Okay, so that's an important, so you have a havamina and it knocks away. What happens haya mashkon bada Notel below Shavua. What happens if the worker had some sort of mashkon? Meaning the Baal HaBayit says, I'll pay you, and the worker says, look, I want some guaranteed, I'll get paid. He says, no worries, here's an item of mine in your care. And now it comes to the time where the worker says, look, I'd like my money. The Baal HaBayit says, I already paid you, but the Sechira says, but one second, I've still got a mashkon in my hand. In that situation, we say the Seir doesn't need to make a Shavua at all. Why? Because if it was true that Baal HaBayit paid him, he would have asked for the mashkon back. So therefore, in this situation, we have a more lenient Sechir for obvious reasons that he can come and collect the money without having to make a shvuah. Next, Haya Eved. What if the Sechir was an Eved? Can he make a shvuah and to collect the money? So it says Ubeit. The Gemara says Ubeit in Mosrim Shvuah la Eved. Eved can't make a shvuah. Similarly, Haya Chashur. What if the person was Chashur? The worker was Chashur. Make a Shavua. Says Beit Din Mosrim Shavua La Chashur. Would Beit Din then switch the Shavua to the hands of someone who's suspected of not making a Shavua? So therefore, it seemed to be that it would go back to the Baal HaBayit. I mean, the Baal HaBayit would have to make a Shavua Heset, and it would be Patur. Meaning Shavua Heset, make a Shavua that he paid his worker. What happens if you Shneim Chashurim, both the worker and the Baal HaBayit are both Chashur? So in other words, initially, we flipped it to the Sechir. Now, the Sechir's Chashur, we flip back to the Baal HaBayit, but the Baal HaBayit's also Chashur. So, what do we do in that situation? And that will relate to, we'll learn a Mishnah coming up very soon. It's a Tafluk the Rebbe Rebbe Yossi. What happens in a situation where both parties are considered Chashur? There's a debate. One understanding, one opinion is Chazru Shvua Lemkoma. The Shvua goes back to its original place. That's the Rebbe Yossi. Now, what that exactly means is debated, but one simple understanding goes back to square one. So back to square one would be the Baal HaBayit in this situation. Rebbe Meir says in that situation, since they're both chashudim, we say achaloku. They would have to divide the disputed funds. So the worker get half pay. Let's continue. Pshita. Met Baal HaBayit, hasachir nishbav liyorshav. If the Baal HaBayit died, then the sechir, and if on the day he was meant to collect his money, the sechir can clearly make a shvua to the yorshim of the Baal HaBayit to collect his money. Nothing would change there. Now he says, "Va'afilu met ha-sachir." Even if the sechir died, would the yorshim of the sechir, would he also be able to make nishpa'im liyorshei ha-balabayit? Would then the yorshim of the worker be able to make a shvu'ah to the funds of their father from the yorshei balabayit? That's the question. The Gemara says, "No, klum tiknu ela b'sechir shema b'yorshav." Meaning his whole lean. What this reveals a little bit more of an insight into this leniency we're giving the sechir to make a shvu'ah to collect his money. And that is, I'll show you the Pnei Moshe. He says, "Klum tignu chami ela beschir atzmo mishum kedei chayav," because this is the person's livelihood. Ah, so therefore, the leniency with dafka for the livelihood of the sechir who did the work. The kibdik od time at the balabatarud, and therefore, because really it's balabai being tarud alone is not really enough of a reason to say. I mean, the balabai is soon be occupied, therefore we move the shvur to the sechir alone. This is the chiddush now in the Gemara. It alone is not enough to say that, okay, we can switch the Shvuah to the Sechir to make a Shvuah collector. It's only because also we combine the fact that it's Mishum Kidei Chayav, because we're trying to endeavor for the livelihood of this Nebuch Sechir who needs his payday, the two together. So therefore, if now the Yorshim of the Sechir are trying to come, well, Kidei Chayav is not a justification here. They didn't do the work. So therefore, just the Baal HaBayim Yitzhak alone would not be enough for them to make a shvuah, if you like, the Yorshin, the shvuah that the father didn't say anything or something like that, that he just got the money. That wouldn't be enough for them to collect the money. Okay. So this is a really important sugya because we're having so many different cases that are really refining understanding of exactly why, when, and how we're switching this shvuah from the Baal HaBayim to the Zechir to collect his money. Let's continue. Now, Amar Rav Elazar, this next piece of the Gemara, I'm going to explain it like the Ritva's. I just find it a bit easy to understand. He says, Amar Rav Elazar, it says Kishtavo Ba'edin, but doesn't, according to Ritva's, you don't say that. It's really Shescharo Ba'edin. In other words, he's saying, when is that the Sechir can make a Shvuah to collect his money again on payday itself? That's when they were Edim to the fact that he was being hired. If, however, no Edim at the time when he contracted him to do work, Yachil Meimar, he can say, Natati Scharcha. He has once again what we call this Migo. Meaning, since he can simply say, look, I never employed you, therefore he's now believed with a worse, the other claim that he says, look, I've paid you already. And therefore, this skill wouldn't be able to make a shvuah. So again, very important, Rav Elazar understands that this whole sugya is where there were witnesses to the fact that he was hired as a worker. Because if it's not, the Baal HaBayit can simply say, I never hired you. So therefore he's believed when he says, I've already paid you. Amrav Yochanan, once again, this is a position we've seen recently, with Ein Omrim B'Mamon Ma'achar. We don't say the concept of Amigo when it comes to monetary matters. Because once again, this is a concept of what's called Amigo. The Ritva's explains, to having Migo the Haza'ah, or Mishar Ta'amim. That sometimes, when it comes to monetary matters, just as we saw in the case of Moda Mimitzat, the fact that he omitted partially is because the person gave him money. He doesn't want to be so brazen, if you like, to Migdaza, to say he nothing happened. He didn't lend me anyway. So he says, oh, you know, owe you a portion of it. Okay? So to hear that he's not going to be so brazen to say he never hired him. And therefore, that partial admission, that admission that I've already paid you is. He would feel like guilty, if you like, to deny it entirely. So we don't have the concept of amigo. That doesn't create a level of trust in his claim or believability in his claim when it comes to monetary matters. Okay? So ain't remember the fact that in hire you scharcha, we don't hold that. Let's continue. Manina pliga Rabbi Lazar. So we've got this, we'll see in a moment. This seems to be cholek on Rabbi Lazar that says you do have amigo. It says as follows. In others, when do we say, this is now the Sosefta Brayta, when do we say the Sechir makes a Shvuah to collect money? That's when the Baal HaBayit says, I already paid you, and the Sechir says, no, you didn't pay me at all. That's a classic case. Or Natati Lecha, I gave you a payment, the Omer Lo Natati, I didn't take the payment. However, Aval, if he says, Sachartani V'Omer Lo Sacharti, if he says, you hired me, and he says, I didn't hire you, meaning that's actually the debate. We say in that situation, Amotzi, which is back to what Menachem is saying. Sometimes you go back to the square one and Motzi Mechavar. Now it says, Vekasha al Rebbe Lazar. Rebbe Lazar says that when do we say, when do we say that the skill can make a shvuah to collect? That's when there's what? When there is already aided. However, it's quite clear from this brayta that there aren't edim in this situation. Because sachartani, because the sefer, in the sefer itself, if there were edim to the actual hiring of the workers, how can there be a dispute whether you hired me or not? Which is the last case. Just get the edim. So why would you say motzi mechavar if it was done in front of edim? So therefore, the ratio as well must be in the face of Aiden. So it must be also, if you like, without Aiden. And there we said, if the dispute was you paid me or didn't pay me, then that's when when there is no Aiden specifically, we say the worker could still say, make a shvuah, if you like, and collect his money. Meaning that he doesn't have this migo or ma'achar, to use Lashon Yerushalmi, to if you like, to bolster up the position of the Baal HaBayit. The Tzchir can still make a shvuah in order to collect his money. Okay, let's continue. Rav Bar Kartigana, Baye, he says, Yom echad asita imi, ונתתי לך, אבל אומר שני ימים עשיתי עמך ולא נתתי לי כלום. Okay, here we have a different type of debate. We're adding some more factors to it. Not only is it debated whether he was paid, but also the duration of the contract. So the again, the balabait says, "You, I ask you to do one day of work, and I've already paid you." The worker says, "Shnei yamim asiti imcha, v'lo natati li klum." You didn't pay me anything. So importantly, again, in the Ribbaz's Malacha Sugya, it's quite clear that we're dealing with there aren't any aidim to the actual contract, which again follows as a continuation of the previous Sugya. Because if there were aidim to the contract, meaning the work, the fact that he hired him, well, then what's a dispute regarding, well, it was one day or 2 days, you've got aidim. So therefore, it says, Pshita Yom, now, let's be clear, Yom Shnia is, give us a change, Lo Notel Beshvua. That the second day, since there were no witnesses to it at all, therefore, Amotzi Mechabor Alav Araya regarding the second day. The word is the contract. That's like the debating whether it was even hired or not. We just saw in the previous Breita that if there's a, in that situation, Motzi Mechabor Alav Araya regarding the second day, because there are no witnesses to the hiring, and there's a dispute whether there isn't dispute whether it didn't hire for the second day. However, the Rishon gives a change regarding the first day, that will be Tafluga de Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. That will be the machloka, because once again, because there are no aidim to the hire of the contract, do we say he has a migo at his disposal? Again, Rabbi Elazar, since he could have claimed I never hired you at all, and if, and instead he said, look, you know, I hired you, but I've already paid you, he had that migo disposable to bolster his position. So therefore, the Baal HaBayit wouldn't have to pay. However, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, he says, you don't have, when Mammon, you have a migo, since it's clearly agreed he was contracting the first day, and the dispute regarding the payment, that's classic back to our Mishnah versus Chiru Kameka Shfua to collect his money. Similarly, Sela Chad Pasakti Lecha, Menatati Lecha, Valo Meno Shlei Snei Slaim Pasakti Li. So rather, this is basically the same case, but not regarding the duration of the hire, but regarding the fee of payment. So, Velotan Liklum. So one opinion is, so the Balabait is saying, look, it was going to be a seller work and I paid you. The worker says, no, you told me to slay him, and he didn't pay me anything. So pshita, seller, once again, the second seller that he wants, lo notel b'shvua, again, gives a chance to fit the ridbaz, that since it's really disputed at all whether there was even paid the second amount, and there are no witnesses, importantly, to this whole contract, therefore, amotzi mechaber alav araya regarding the extra additional over the one. However, the rishona, the first coin, the base coin, that's disputed, well, everyone agrees he was contracted. Everyone agrees that, not contracted. Yeah, everyone agrees it was contracted for at least a seller. And the classic dispute whether the work has been paid. So once again, Tafluk to Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar. Why? Because again, since there weren't any witnesses to the contract, according to Rabbi Elazar, he has a migo. He could have said, I never, he could even say, I contracted you for a half a seller or a shekel or a whatever. No, that is a shekel. That is a half a seller. But I could, and, but since, he is, and since he had, I feel like, a better claim that, or I never even hired you, that's really the claim. Therefore, he's believed to say he paid. That's according to Rabbi Elazar. And Rabbi Yochanan, once again, he says, no, you don't say amigo when it comes to Mammon. And since you don't say amigo when it comes to Mammon, then this is, once again, a classic dispute between the Baal HaBayit and the worker, whether he was paid or not on the day. And therefore, the worker can make a shvua and collect his payment, at least that one seller. Okay, so we'll thank you for the Mitzvah. Have a good Shabbos, everyone.